This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk. Last week's Fukuma Plastics Fair in Friedrichshafen in Germany was well attended, and the good weather and lovely location meant that most attendees were in a good mood, even though the price direction of raw materials was not always clear. After taking a catamaran, a first ever for my colleagues and me on a business trip, and a bus, we arrived at the fair to find it buzzing. A lot of European distributors and converters, and of course, the fascinating machinery halls with lines that churn out product so efficiently. A lot of the talk was around current pricing and what could be expected for November, but also expectations for volumes for next year, 2018. In September this year, there was a sort of common expectation among buyers that polyethylene and polypropylene prices will be dropping in November. But by mid-October, this was not so clear. Indeed, October prices have moved up in line with monomer. There's been some erosion in the spot market, but monthly prices have shown no sign of falling. And with naphtha strong and spot monomer prices firm, it's not at all a given that monomer contracts will fall next month. Several PE and PP producers have said they expected little change in November monomer contracts, and this could realistically be expected to impact polymer pricing. In the spot market, things are different. Spot polypropylene prices have been offered lower in many cases this month, and that became obvious at the Fukuma fair. Admittedly, it's usually for a limited number of grades, but there's been a marked increase in the amount of off-spec material on the market, according to many buyers. Clearly, though, not everybody is prepared to take off-spec. Some polyethylene spot prices have also been under pressure, high-density polyethylene and linear low-density in particular. And while there weren't yet many imports from North America, three new plants are now on stream there, and the effects of Hurricane Harvey are no longer as they were. Some imports from there are expected in December, but most players don't expect a significant amount from the new capacities before quarter one next year. The new North American production is dedicated mainly to polyethylene, and polypropylene suppliers are still fairly relaxed for 2018. At least one polypropylene producer in Europe is attempting to impose much tougher payment conditions on buyers' contracts next year. PP supply next year is expected to be balanced, while many players expect PE volumes to be oversupplied. One producer said it wasn't overly concerned about 2018 polyethylene volumes, saying a slight reduction in run rates next year would solve the problem of potential oversupply. Some buyers are looking for outlets from other regions, and several buying sources expect Iran to play a much bigger role in Europe again next year. For the moment, most attention is being focused on 2018 volume and pricing deals with local producers. Ethylene and propylene contracts for November are expected to settle shortly towards the end of the month. This is Linda Naylor for ICE's Pep Talk.